Today we join together with the early Christians who were the first followers of Christ, along with the Gentiles and the Jews that lined the gates of Jerusalem with palms, lining it singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings." They triumphantly were welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem for the Holy Week, for the Passion of the Jewish Festival. And we too today join our hearts and our minds with Catholics throughout the year, throughout the world, who come together during this special time of the year to remember Holy Week, to remember the Passion of Christ, who was triumphant over death. And our palm branches are a symbol of Christ triumphant over sin, death, and the grave. And we give thanks to God for what he was going to go through this coming week, so that we may be forever with him in paradise. You see, God could have chosen a different path for Jesus. He could have chosen an easier path than the crucifixion. But God chose it for a reason. And that reason is that he wants us to be able to trust him fully. You see, because one of the most important things is to trust the Lord. And trust is the foundation of all our relationships. It's with our spouses, it's with our children, it's with our friends. It's the foundation of every relationship, and that also includes our relationship with God. Because upon trust, everything else is built. We have love, we have dedication, devotion, honesty, loyalty. All those have the foundation of trust. And unfortunately, we live in a fallen world where people lose our trust in small ways and big ways throughout our life, don't we? People let us down. People give us lip service instead of action. And so we learn to guard our heart at a young age. We learn that we cannot depend on others. And that hardness of heart affects our relationships with each other, and even more importantly, our relationship with God, because that foundation of trust is eroded. And so what is this Holy Week about? It's about Jesus saying, "You can trust me. You can trust me with every aspect of your life. You can be vulnerable with me. I will not leave you." For what did he undertake this coming week? Jesus was spat at. Jesus was rebuked and rejected. Jesus was scourged. He was crowned with thorns. He was commanded to carry a cross. And ultimately, he was nailed to the cross. And through all of this, what did he say? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You see, Jesus was showing us that we don't need to have a hardened heart, that he will never forsake us, he will never abandon us, he will never leave us. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. He doesn't expect us to know it all or have it all together. What he desires is for our heart to always be open, to trust in him, and to receive the love and graces that he wants to shower upon each of us. He wants our hearts to be open. And that's what Holy Week is about. He desires for us to see with a new lens, to journey with him this coming week as he lays down his life for each one of us. For each one of us is unique, special, and very sacred to him. You see, when people get engaged and they go on a honeymoon, what do? They go to some place to relax and to get to know each other better and to enjoy each other's company and grow in their relationship. And that's kind of what Holy Week is for us. The Lord is saying, "Come, journey with me. Come, watch how much I love you. see what I endure because of my faithfulness to you. And we have many opportunities this coming week, as Jen said at the beginning of Mass. We have daily Mass Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Adoration Tuesday from 1 to 7. We also have special extended times here at Corpus Christi and throughout the city for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. As a faith community, we will come together on Holy Thursday at 5:30 to celebrate the Last Supper. And Friday, we have three opportunities to come and thank the Lord for his goodness, his faithfulness in our lives. Friday, we can come at 12:10, 3, or 5:30. But the Lord is saying, come. Come and allow my love, my mercy, and my presence to penetrate you. Come journey with me, and come and allow me to minister to you this week.